The Australian Bar Association is urging state and federal governments to scrap mandatory sentencing to close the gap in Australian prisons. Bridie Rawlins has this story.
The call from the Bar Association comes as Indigenous Australians, who account for 3% of the entire population, now make up around 24% of the prison system. Many blame mandatory sentencing for the high figures, especially as they can apply both to serious and minor offences, including petty theft and driving charges. Stuart Clark, the president of the Law Council of Australia, says mandatory sentencing simply doesn't work.
They're a bad thing because they remove from the court and from the judge or the magistrate any discretion to decide what sentence should be imposed. Rather than allowing the court to take into account all of the circumstances of the offence and the offender, they make mandatory, as the name suggests, a period of imprisonment. Now, one of the terrible results of this is that it is having a huge impact in driving the extraordinarily high, the disgraceful levels of Indigenous incarceration in this country.
According to the co-chair of Change the Record Justice Coalition, Shane Duffy, the amount of money that is put into mandatory sentencing could be reinvested more effectively into community outreach programs.
We've been talking about justice reinvestment, and it's looking external to the legal system, and that's about investing dollars into those issues that people are facing. It's about affordable housing. It's around the large rise in mental health and psychiatric and psychological issues that may be brought on by substance abuse. It's also looking at providing appropriate counselling. It's also looking at providing appropriate health and education services in the community. All of these issues being left unaddressed, and as you'd be aware, the further you go out from the metropolitan or the cities, there are less and less services available.
Mr. Duffy's work with Change the Record Justice Coalition aims to close the gap in rates of imprisonment by the year 2040 by working with governments to create effective strategies.
Really what we wanted to do is work with government and make sure that government works with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, organisations, and particularly bodies, state and national peak bodies, to look at the designing and investment into, you know, early intervention, prevention and diversion strategies.
Minister for Indigenous Affairs Nigel Scullion says that he is very concerned about the high rate of Indigenous incarceration. Mr. Scullion says that through the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, the government is providing $26 million over the next 3 years to work with offenders and those at high risk of coming into contact with the criminal justice system. Mr. Clark urges that the government should take a serious look at mandatory sentencing and the effect that it has on Indigenous communities.
For so long as we have laws which mandate the sending of people to jail, regardless of the circumstances of the offence, regardless of the circumstances in which the offence occurred, the Indigenous imprisonment rates will just continue to rise. And the cost to the community, both in terms of the damage this does to people, the prospects of reoffending, and just the sheer dollar cost of keeping all these people locked up, is unacceptable and unsustainable.